butternut.
John, listener Jack wrote in and said, what is the line between a blog and a news outlet? On a recent episode of Connected, the hosts talk about the resurgence of blogging, and Stephen and Federico talked about themselves as bloggers. My ears perked up because I wasn't sure Max Stories qualified. When does a blog become a news outlet? I think we all agree the New York Times isn't a blog. What about The Verge? I don't think they're a blog either. Where is the line? Is it about having a staff versus being a one-person operation? Is it about the writers having journalism backgrounds? Jason, are you a blogger? I assume John considers Hypercritical a blog. What do you think?
This is an example of a word that had a more narrow definition, slowly expanding. Originally, a weblog was a place where an individual person would post things, a log of the things that they're thinking about and doing. And it was really defined by having a personal voice. It wasn't written from the perspective of like a newspaper of the whatever, the voice from nowhere, or like objective where you don't want to know who the author is. Like, it is not, you know, there's an authorial voice. All right. That's the personal voice of a weblog is where it has its origins. Now, as the time has gone on, you got into situations where there would be a successful blog that would start adding writers to the stable. So what happened to the personal voice? It could be argued that if it's a small enough number of people and they all write with a personal voice, such that when you read an article from, say, Dan Morin, you can tell without looking at the byline that it's not an article by Jason Snell, even though they're both on Six Colors, that shows that they're either shows that I know both of them too well, or that there is actually still an authorial voice, you know, a personal voice coming through in the things that are posted. But I think if you extend that where, okay, well, now there's 500 people and they all have personal voices, is this site a blog? Probably not. So if Max Stories wants to call itself a blog because it has a small number of authors who really have add a personal voice to everything that they write, I guess that is evidence that the definition is expanding slightly, but it really is about the intent. Like, are you trying to perform journalism and be a journalist according to that definition, or are you just writing about what you had lunch today? If you had a blog where seven different people wrote about what they had for lunch and what they thought of it, it's not journalism. And is it a blog? Probably still. But I think this is a case where the definition of blog has been expanding for a while now, and for those of us who were there back in the beginning, it can seem weird or uncomfortable or inappropriate for things with multiple authors to be considered a blog, or big, quote unquote, big sites to be considered a blog. But I think the definition has stretched enough that it can encompass that.
Yeah, I think you can call yourself that if you want to be or not. I would say, personally, I don't think Max Stories is a blog. It's got multiple people. They're doing all sorts of different things. They've got, like, membership and different, you know, they got podcasts. And they are
performing journalism very often on that site as well.
Yeah.
So it's not all personal voice type stuff.
Of course. I think you could do journalism in a blog, but I think I think some of it is a format thing. I mean, is John Gruber a blogger? I mean, he kind of is, but... you know, I think there are definitely different. Yeah, right. So I think that it's blurry. Do I consider myself a blogger? Well, no. And I refer to Six Colors as a website that I run and not a blog that I write to. But
so you've been institutionalized.
But if you wanted to say that it was, I wouldn't tell you it isn't. And certainly, I would say that a lot of small items and point and links to other things on the internet and stuff like that are very much a blog thing. And like some of what I do feels very much bloggy and others does not. And so, you know, it's like a flavor or a scent. You know it when you smell it or taste it. It's like it can be that if you want. I think there are probably better, broader words that more broadly describe what those websites are. But if people want to call them blogs, you know, who's going to stop them?
The thing that always trips me up as these terms slowly change over time is when referring to a thing that I wrote on my site that I would basically call a blog, I usually default to referring to it as a post, which is interesting. It's the taking the, you know, like the action verb post and using the noun version of it to say, this is a post on my website, this is a post on my blog, as opposed to, I always refer to the things I wrote for Ars Technica as articles. It's a fancier, highfalutin word, but the things you post to Six Colors, are some of them posts and some of them articles? Are they all posts? Are they all articles? It's really like the sort of associated I don't know, prestige, seriousness. An article is has more importance associated to it than a post is just a thing you rattle off. But in the end, something that one person describes as an article, another person could describe as a post, and they're both perfectly valid. And of course, post is usually short for a blog post.
Right.
I'm not sure you would say you had a post on a website, but maybe you would.
Well, and there are all those newsletters and Substack newsletters and things now, which are basically blogs, but they're newsletters. So they call them newsletters, but they're kind of blogs. Like, whatever.
Yeah, I'll email you my blog posts instead of putting them on my blog.
Yeah, it's still a blog post. Well, they're also on the blog, but they're also an email. Anyway, it's a mess. But thank you, Jack. Robot.